Hello, this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome again to the Story Week website. This is story number 313, Use It or... This being the final Sunday of the year, it should perhaps be a story to kind of wrap up the year. But there is a bit of a complication. It is also the 25th, and thus might deserve a bit of special treatment on that account. Perhaps I can cover both requirements. I'm writing this on Saturday evening, after a few hours of recovery from the day's activities. And a few hours isn't really enough, because it has been a very long day indeed. I had to get up very early to finish up the house cleaning that I wasn't able to get done the evening before, and I then had to turn the workroom upside down, put the workbenches into temporary storage outside, put all the tools and pigments into safekeeping in the large cupboard, and thoroughly sweep, vacuum, and wipe the floor. I made some decorations from colored paper and hung them across the ceiling, prepared some gozo mats on the floor, arranged a rough-and-ready series of benches around the walls, and got it all done just in the nick of time for the first guests to arrive early in the afternoon. Yes, Saturday was the first-ever Mokohankan staff year-end party. The three ladies brought over their husbands and kids, 12 people in all, and we all jammed into the workroom for an afternoon of food, games, and whatever. When the ladies and I were doing the planning for this a week or so ago, the delegation of jobs was pretty straightforward. They were to take care of the food, and I was to be the games manager. 6 kids in a little room for a couple of hours? No problem. This I can handle. I entertain my own kids and their friends on endless occasions, not to mention running kids' English classes for many years. I have a very deep repertoire of activities to call on, and the preparation was simple. Just jot down some ideas on a piece of paper to jog my memory about how to get started. Once the general mood became established, I would play it by ear. The afternoon would zip by. Ha! Play it by ear works as long as one's ear is indeed attuned to what is going on. But given that my own kids left home more than 15 years ago, I guess it has been at least that long since I've had charge of such a group as this, and I could remember almost nothing of what used to be completely second nature. I got off on completely the wrong foot. The kind of activity that will work well with a group of kids all the same age may fail completely when tried on a group like the one we had here, with kids aged 11, 11, 8, 5, 3, and 1. That's one tough crowd. An 11-year-old, of course, doesn't want to be treated like a baby, and yet the younger ones simply can't keep up on an activity that will interest the older ones. So I very quickly abandoned the ideas from that piece of paper, split the whole crowd into 2 balanced groups, and sent them off on the scavenger hunt that I had prepared earlier in the morning. For this, they didn't need to go outside. With all 4 stories of this building being jammed with interesting stuff, they were kept busy for a very long time. While they were at it, I dug a few of my old wooden toys and puzzles out of storage. These saved my life. It wasn't the best way to run a party, with kids and parents being scattered around the mats playing with different toys in smaller groups, but there was plenty of interest to keep them occupied. And the final sit-in-a-circle-and-play-together activity did work, with the older ones happily joining the tots in the unwrapping of the present. I say present in singular, because there was just one package. One of the parents controlled the music player, and the kids passed the package around the circle until the music stopped. That child then unwrapped it, only to find that there was another layer of wrapping underneath, along with a slip of paper instructing him to count backwards from 10 to 1, in English. He performed the trick, and as the music resumed, the package moved around the circle. I had assumed that they would be rolling their eyes at this chestnut of an activity, but found that none of them, parents included, had ever seen it. I had prepared about 10 or so layers, and they actually got quite excited as the package gradually got smaller and smaller. The little 5-year-old girl was the eventual winner, reaching the layer where the slip of paper simply said, "Congratulations," but when she opened up the box, found nothing inside. One of the older kids soon noticed that the box had a false bottom, and together they pried it open to reveal a bundle of small gift envelopes, 1 for each person. These contained bookstore gift cards, a can't-miss present for kids of any age. So the day was a success overall. The ladies really overdid themselves on the food, but I am left with mixed feelings. Part of my self-image has been that I am good with kids, but I suppose I have to admit that this may be just one more of those things that somewhere along the line switches from present tense to past tense. Use it or lose it.